studying in these weeks. Jesus. We want to get to know Jesus. We want to know who he is. If we ask one person, we'll get one answer. If we ask a second person, we may get a second answer. But we don't need to just ask ourselves. We don't just need to ask preachers or anyone. Because actually, Jesus himself tells us. Katika kitabu hiki, kitabu cha Yohani, anasema seven times, I am, I am. And in these weeks we've been studying, alisema mimi ni, the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. Those are the ones we studied in the last 2 weeks. But there's more, and we're continuing today. Did you see them in the passage that we read? Did you notice them? Verse 7, I am the gate for the sheep. Verse 9, I am the gate, mimi ni mlango. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. Na kumina ane, I am the good shepherd. So here we have one passage, but two of these sayings. I am the gate, I am the good shepherd. Na ya kwanza, lazima tuelewe what happened with a shepherd and his sheep in the east, in that place where Jesus lived at that time. Now in my country they have sheep. People look after sheep. They keep them for the wool so they can make the warm clothes. They keep them for food. In the winter when it's cold they keep them in barns. In the other times of the year, they stay out in the fields. Now, normally, the farmer owns a whole field, or even several fields, and he has a wall around his field, and there's no other sheep from any other flock there. And what he does is that he has a sheep dog. So there's a dog who's trained, and the farmer can just whistle, give out some noise, or he'll shout, give out some command, and the dog will chase the sheep and he'll bring them all together. Now, I think in Kenya it's done a bit differently. I've never seen a sheep dog here yet. In my country they're worried about the wolves. I think the places I've been here there's hyenas. And they don't have walls made of stone, but you have some pen made out of thorns and brambles. Well, in the east there were some things that were the same, some things that were different. They kept the sheep out in the fields during the day, but at night they brought them together in a pen, which was normally a stone wall. And they might bring in several flocks into that pen at night. There might be many shepherds who would bring their flocks in. But there was only one entrance into the sheepfold, it was called, the sheep pen. And at the entrance, there was a man called the doorkeeper, or a gatekeeper. And it was his job to make sure that only the shepherd of the flock could go in or out. And he slept on the floor at night. He would sleep across the entrance. So there's no way you could get into the fold unless you walked across the gatekeeper. The only other way to get in would be to climb over the wall. And that's if you're a thief, a mwezi, or a robber. See that in verse 1. See, if you don't come in by the gate, but you come in some other way, well, that shows you're a thief or a robber. Because a shepherd, verse 2, would come in by the gate. And verse 3, there's this man, the watchman. I was calling him the gatekeeper. But he's the one who opens the gate and lets in the shepherd. And then he brings out his own sheep. I don't know if you know this, but the sheep will know the voice of the shepherd, and he'll call out his own sheep, and not any others. Verse 5, see, they won't follow the voice of a stranger. So that's the kind of picture we have. There's a sheepfold, there's a watchman, there's some walls. Thieves maybe will try and get over the walls, but the watchman will only let the shepherd come in by the gate. And what's all this about? Well, it's about Jesus revealing himself. And the sheep are the people of God. And what Jesus says is about how he cares for them and how he protects them. It's about what Jesus does for his people. Jesus, the gate, and Jesus, the shepherd. So what exactly does that mean? So let's look at this more closely. Yakwanza alisema mimi ni mlango. I am the gate. So that's in verse 7 and 9 he uses those words. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Verse 9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture or grazing. Now the gate and the gatekeeper, the watchman, were very important. The whole flock was trusted to him. He was to protect them from thieves and robbers. Anyone who might come and steal the sheep. He'd stand at the door as a guard. He'd verify who comes in. There's only two ways in. You have to come as a thief and robber over the wall or by the gate into the wall. But of course there's only one right way. There's only one proper way. That's through the gate. Unless you're a thief, unless you're a cheat, you must enter through that gate. So Jesus says, verse 9, I am the gate. What is the flock? It's the people of God. And so Jesus says, the only right way into the people of God, the only right way into the flock is through me. And notice, he doesn't say, I'll show you the way, or I'll point you the gate, but that I am the gate. Hakuji kama walimu kusema mimi nita kuonyesha njia na utaweza kuingia. Lakini anasema mimi ni njia, mimi ni mlango. Jesus himself is not just a teacher. He's not just a great rabbi. He's not just pointing us the way, but he is the way. So, yeye si kama mimi, mimi ni mhubiri. And what does he then do? What can we do through the gate? Well, verse 9, we come in and go out, we find pasture. Now, here in Kenya, I've been told by the shepherds, we bring our sheep in at night, they're safe from the hyenas. Well, it was very similar. They're safe from the wolves. And they're safe from the cold. It got cold in Israel at night. When Jesus was born, there were shepherds in the fields at night, and they were gathered together so that they got some heat. They were meeting by a fire when the angels appeared to them and said, the Saviour is born. And it's cold, and there's wolves. Without Jesus, we're in danger of the great wolf of Satan. He prowls around, the Bible says, like a roaring lion, seeking to devour someone. Out in the world, we're exposed to the hatred of the evil one. He wants to trap us. He wants to trap us with anything. He wants to trap us with false teaching. He wants to trap us with false promises of comfort and a good life and riches. He wants to just bring us into anything. Maybe some job, maybe some career, maybe some bad activity, some crime. But anything which can take us away from Jesus. Now, of course, it's good to have a job. It's good to have the money that we can feed ourselves and feed our families. But if Satan can trap us so that we think of nothing else, then he's got us. Or he wants to bring us into some sin, which will so have our hearts that we just forget God. And we forget that we need to be saved. And we forget that we'll die and that there'll be a judgment, and that there's a heaven, and that there's a hell. Satan is seeking to devour whomever he can. We need to come into the fold. We need to remember that we're sinners. And God is a God who punishes sin. That our sins cry out to God for punishment. Outside the fold, we'll just be lost. We'll just wander our own way. That's what people are doing. They're going their own way in life. Are you going your own way in life? You have your own ideas. You have your own goals. You have your own truths. But you don't know God. And you don't know Jesus. And you're not saved. You're like a sheep. You're outside the fold and you're just wandering off. And soon you'll fall down somewhere. Or you'll get caught in some thorns. Or you'll get caught by one of those wolves. But we need to go in to be saved. And Jesus says, I am the way. He doesn't say baptism is the way. He doesn't say the church is the way. He doesn't say some pastor is the way. He doesn't say stand up and let me put my hands on you all. But he himself is the way. We need to know Jesus and to trust in him. And then he says, we come in and we can go out and find pasture or grazing. We go out to serve him in the world. Je, unataka, who serve God. Do you want to be of use to God in the world? Do you want to do something worthwhile whilst you're here in this life? Well, Jesus Christ is a foundation. I've been with our friend Abraham here. He's at the airstrip. They're building an aircraft hangar for Moy University. And they've dug down deep. And now they're putting in the stones for the foundation. We know without the foundation, the wind and the rain will come and the thing will fall over. You need a good foundation. To serve God in the world, your foundation must be Jesus Christ. Only he can give you a new heart. Only he can give you his spirit inside you to give you strength. Only he can take away the guilt of sins so you can serve God with confidence. Only he can give you the hope for the future to keep you going. Without him, it's impossible. With him, it's a great joy. With him, it's a true happiness to serve God. And he'll feed your soul. Pasture, that word, or grazing. Well, that's the shepherd. He leads his flocks to some good grass to feed on. And I don't need to explain that to you. We see it around Elderette all the time, don't we? People leading their goats or their sheep to find some grass for them. Jesus gives food to our souls. He gives that light which we heard about last week. He sustains us and keeps us going. He is the gate. It only happens through him. You certainly won't find any sheep climbing over the wall. You won't find them scrabbling up the sides to go and get their food. No, they have to come through the gate. Yesu mwenyewe ni moyo ya true religion, of true worship. So, ninataka kukuuliza. Je, is Jesus the heart, the center for you? See, I don't ask you if he has some place, but I ask you if he's the center, if he's the heart. Does everything go through Jesus? Because otherwise you're trying to climb over the wall. You're going the wrong way, and it won't work. You can't just have him as part of the wall. No, he's got to be the center. You can't just have him as a helper or a guide. You have to have him as everything. He says, I am the gate. Well, let's move on to Endelea. Mistari kumina moja. I am the Good Shepherd, verse 14 also. Now, what does this mean then? Well, first, verse 12, he's not a hired hand. I'm sure when we see those shepherds in Eldoret, or those people looking after the flocks with the cows or the goats or the sheep, I think those ones are just hired. They're not the ones who own the flock. And what will happen if some danger comes? Verse 12, the wolf attacks. The hired hand, he's earning, I don't know, 100 shillings a day, 150 shillings. What will he do? He's not going to put his life at risk just for those sheep, because they're not his sheep. And so he runs away. And the sheep are lost, and the flock are scattered. And it's so sad. Many men of God, they're called, many spiritual leaders, they do the same. And they run away when there's some trouble, or when there's some temptation. They're unfaithful. But Jesus, the sheep are his. His whole life is for the sheep. Verse 11. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he did. Msalabani alikufa kwa wakondo. Yesu aliweza kuona kwamba kondo, that they were dying under the load of their sins, dying. We're children of Adam, and we followed the way of Adam, and we're going to a lost eternity under the anger of God. But Jesus saw his sheep like that, and he went to the cross to pay that price for them, that the anger of God should fall on him, and all those who believe in him should have eternal life. He laid down his life for the sheep. Jesus gave everything for his people, even to the death of Calvary. Not a hired hand. And surely you can know that he'll give everything now. If he gave his body and soul on the cross, and if you believe in him now, he won't forget you. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how many problems, he'll bring you through them. He won't always bring you out of them, but he'll bring you through them until you're with him in glory in heaven. He's not a hired hand. And he's not a thief, verse 1. The thief or the robber climbs in some other way, but the one who comes in by the gate is the shepherd. Now, probably Jesus here was speaking about John the Baptist. Remember, John the Baptist, he introduced Jesus to Israel. And he said, you know, here he is. Here's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here's the one to whom God has given his Spirit. Here's the one who will wash you with the Holy Spirit. I wash you with water. He'll wash you with the Spirit of God. John the Baptist was like the gatekeeper, and he introduced Jesus to Israel. He wasn't a thief. What does a thief come for? To steal, to destroy. See, he comes to eat the flock or sell the flock for his own gain. Isn't it sad? So many are called pastors. That word means shepherds. And they don't feed the flock, they eat the flock. But Jesus came to feed the flock. He came to give them life. He came to build them up. He's not a wolf, verse 12. The wolf comes to scatter them and to attack them. But Jesus came to bring them together. And that's in verse 16 and 17. So they've got one flock. There's going to be one shepherd. Jesus came to bring us together, to make us a family of God. To teach us to one love one another. Teach us to be united. People of all kinds. All tribes. All nations. One flock. That's what he was talking about in verse 16. He said, I have other sheep, not from this sheep pen. He was talking about us from the nations. Then he was with the Jews in Israel, and he was talking to Jews. Then he also meant the Gentiles would be brought together with the Jews. There'd be one flock and one shepherd. Do you feel at home with the people of God? When someone speaks about Jesus and their love for him, do you feel it in your heart as well? Do you also love Jesus and he's your saviour too? Are you part of that one flock? He's not a stranger, verse 5. The sheep won't follow a stranger. It's a wonderful thing if you've ever seen many sheep together who have different shepherds. And see, the shepherd can call his sheep and they know his voice and they'll follow him. And they'll come running after him. But if you call with your voice, they won't know what to do. They don't know you. Do you recognise the voice of Jesus? When you hear the truth preached, do you believe it? And do you say, yes, that's what I need. Yes, I need to follow that Jesus. Yes, that death on the cross, that's the price I need to be paid for my sins. Yes, this way of repenting and trusting Jesus alone, that's the way I need to go in. Do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? Because Jesus says, at verse 16, they will listen to my voice. He says, verse 3, the sheep listen to his voice. Do you hear the voice of Jesus? Now, it's not a voice that suddenly comes from the sky to you. It's a voice that comes from the Word of God as we read it, as we study it. Do you recognise the voice of Jesus? He looks after his sheep, and how good he is to us. There's a psalm that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. If I brought in some nyama choma this morning, you could smell it and you could see it. Now, if I put it on the table before you, and I speak to you about it, and I say, this is good meat. You know, we've got the best here. This animal was young and it's tender. We cooked it with the best herbs and the best spices. We've roasted it for just the right amount of time. Well, you're feeling hungry just hearing about it. But you won't benefit from it until you eat it. Until you actually take some for yourself and chew on it. Well, that's what I'm telling you about Jesus, isn't it? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Don't just come and look at the feast, but you go to Jesus. In your soul, rest upon him for salvation, now and always. Let him be the door that you enter in through. Let him be your good shepherd who leads you. It's cold and dangerous and tiring outside the sheepfold. The Good Shepherd is calling out. He's telling his sheep to enter where they can be safe and warm. He's telling them to come to him so that he can feed them. Hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him today.